Canto 18. Already that blessed mirror in his thoughts rejoiced alone. I was still tasting mine, striving to balance their contesting sorts, the bitter and the sweet, while the divine lady conducting me to God on high said, "Think again. Remember I am near the one that all wrongs are made weightless by." My comfort's loving voice, love I could hear, caused me to turn, and then I saw her eyes. Love I could see, but whose full force must rest untold for now, because its power defies the saying of it. I can't pass the test of putting all that glory into speech, and also memory jibs at the task of turning back beyond where it can reach without the one's help. It's too much to ask. Yet of that moment this much I can tell. I looked at her, and my heart was set free of all other desires. The light that fell on her was the eternal joy. To me it was reflected from her eyes so fair, the second aspect of divinity. It satisfied and overwhelmed me there through her smile. She said, "Turn and listen now, for paradise is not just in my gaze." And as sometimes a human face shows how the soul is seized by an emotion's blaze, just so in that burst of the holy fire, the sacred furnace towards which I turned, I recognized the signs of his desire to speak to me of more I'd not yet learned. He spoke thus. "Here the tree in its fifth hall, the tree that lives top down, always in fruit, never to shed its leaves, is home to all those souls whose living fame was so acute before they came up here. Poets grew rich in praise from praising them. Regard, therefore, the cross's arms, and note the speed with which, when I name names, each one will travel more swiftly than lightning through a cloud." A light flashed through the cross to beat the spoken sound of Joshua's name. Sound yielded to the sight of Maccabeus, brightly spinning round while flying, like a child's top whipped by joy. Charlemagne and Roland drew my focused glance like falcons in their flight. Next to employ that path across the cross came, not by chance, William and Renoir, who both once slew the Saracen, though Renoir was born a Saracen himself. Duke Godfrey flew the same route, the crusader who had worn a king's crown in Jerusalem. There, too, was Robert Guiscard, founder of the line of Normans in our south. These were the knights of Christian battle, whose brave names still shine for us today. And now among their lights shone Cacciaguida, who had said such things to me, and now had gone to show his skill at singing, there where everybody sings in that realm. On my right hand, Beatrice still stood waiting to say what my duties were by word and sign. I saw her eyes so glad and clear that her whole aspect spoke for her, of even more delight now than she had displayed at any time, even the last, and as a man delights in doing good, aware each day that this day has surpassed the day before in virtue, so I could be certain, when I saw that miracle more fair than ever, that my circling route around the heavens had become more full, the radius making radiance more acute. Just such a change as strikes the pale white face of a woman set free from a weight of shame now struck my eyes as I took up my place inside the white light of the temperate flame of Jupiter, the sixth star. I saw there, in Jove's torch, the bright sparkle of the love consigned to trace our speech in vivid air to our eyes, and as birds that rise above the river bank, well pleased at how they fed, are now a round flock, now some other form. Just so those holy souls by song were led within their lights, shaping their shining swarm, each one so quick and vivid on its own, to various figures as they flew, now D, now I, now L. First, singing each alone, they sang their own notes. When combined to be one of these shapes, however, then they paused in silence. Ah, divine Calliope, muse child of Pegasus, you that have caused glory in genius, as it has done, to cities and whole kingdoms, give me aid with your light so that I may, one by one, describe these several figures as I made them out. For these lines, Give me all you've got. In 5x7 verbs and consonants they showed themselves. I noted all, and what they seemed to mean as they combined to dance. Love, justice, said the first words of the lot, in Latin, I translate, that met my glance, and you that judge at home, was the last bold phrase written. In the fifth word shone an M, and it was silver all pricked out with gold, and to the summit of this precious gem descended other lights, all it could hold, and they sang of the good attracting them into itself. Then as rich sparks arise in myriads when burning logs are struck, prompting crass auguries from the unwise, so countless lights appeared to come unstuck from there and float up, some the more, some less, according to the impulse of the sun that kindled them in this way to express its love. And when the whole design was done, with each spark settled, then I saw the head and neck of a great eagle all picked out in fire. He that designs this can't be said to have a guide. He guides. We look about and see a bird's nest, and we know the force that formed it is from him. And now the rest of those blessed souls, which seemed to be on course to gild a lily on the M, digressed, forgetting France or Florence as a source of empire, finding Rome was still the best, and joined their friends in the heraldic scheme. Sweet star, how many and how bright the jewels, making it plain to me that we all deem as earthly justice with its written rules is heaven's work, the sky in which you gleam. Therefore I pray the mind in which begin your movement and your power, that it regard the place in Rome that makes the smoke wherein your beam is dimmed. High time to crack down hard once more on trade within the temple walls, put there by miracle and martyrdom. Sky armies upon whom my vision falls, pray now for those on earth distracted from the truth by ill example. Once it was the custom to make war with swords, but now it's done by holding back the bread because the one denied that nourishment. See how it can be had again for coin, although sweet God decreed that none should be deprived of sacraments. But you that traffic so, Giovanni, you that grasping have contrived to sell indulgences for ready cash, take thought of Peter and of Paul, who died to plant the vineyard that you turned to trash. They are alive. You might say in your pride, I know them not, for I have set my mind on him who lived alone till Salome danced him to bloody death, and whom you'll find depicted on the florin. That's the way ahead for me, and for the church today.